All week, we've been speaking to Vermont's congressional delegation about the first 100 days of Donald Trump's presidency, and we'll be speaking to the final member of the delegation now, Democrat Patrick Leahy. I spoke to Senator Leahy yesterday and began by asking him how he would categorize Trump's first 3 months.
Well, it has been interesting. It's almost as though he thought that being president would be like running a reality show. And that's the way he campaigned, and he could feel successful in that. He came within 3 million votes of Hillary Clinton and won the Electoral College. But governing the most powerful nation on earth with the largest economy on earth is a lot different than a reality show, and I think having difficulty with that. But the biggest thing is, throughout the campaign, he promised to unite the country. When I go home on weekends in Vermont, the people I talk with in the grocery stores, the people we heard at a town meeting in Hardwick, the people I hear just coming out of church on Sunday, whether they voted for him or not, they don't feel this united country. In fact, they're very, very concerned about what this means for our country. I've never had, in all my years in the Senate, I've never heard such apprehension from typical Vermonters. And certainly we're getting it in the letters and emails that I get from around the country.
Well, I want to ask about some specifics here, because you've spoken out against the president's proposed budget, which would cut funding to a wide range of services and programs. That includes Meals on Wheels, AmeriCorps, LIHEAP, which helps low-income people pay their heating bills. I imagine you're going to try to prevent some, if not all, of these cuts, but I'm wondering how you plan to do that when many Republicans in Congress favor these kinds of cuts, and of course the GOP has a majority in both houses.
It's more difficult because they do have a majority, but and the irony is we'd worked out all these things last November, and they put it on hold. I think even the Republican leadership realizes now that was a bad mistake. We should have gone ahead and passed the appropriations bills where we had bipartisan agreement. I'm one of the so-called gang of four as vice chairman of appropriations, and we have our two counterparts in the House. We've been negotiating the last couple of weeks a great deal. We've gotten rid of 100 of the poison pill riders. But we still have a lot of things. Now, some of the things, it's turned out, that our bipartisan discussions have worked. I kept raising the point, well, if you really want to have $25 to $40 billion to build an unnecessary wall along our southern border, well, then let's have an up or down vote on it. And my Republican counterparts came back and said, we have an up or down vote, it's never going to pass. And I said, maybe you ought to tell the White House that. And it was after they went and talked about negotiations how we had no intention of allowing the wall to be built, they withdrew the wall.
Senator, you mentioned that low approval rating, but among those who did vote for President Trump, his base of supporters, his popularity remains very high, and most of them in a recent poll said they would vote for him again. What do you make of that?
No, I'm not surprised, because I think they listened to a lot of the rhetoric. I heard one person on bemoaning the fact that his cuts mean the number of programs that in her rural area they depend upon. But, she said, you've got to give him credit. He's kept the Syrian army from invading the United States. Well, I don't think there was too much of a threat that Syria is going to invade the United States, but they felt good about that. I think that, yes, he'll keep that base, but remember, almost 3 million more people voted for Hillary Clinton than voted for him. And if he continues to do things like not helping the miners, the coal miners, the way he said he would, not keeping jobs in the United States as he said he would, not creating jobs as he said he would, then I suspect some of that support will erode.
I wonder, too, about support in relation to what's happening with the very slow-moving but still moving investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. The House Oversight Committee says Michael Flynn, the former national security advisor, might have been violating the law by taking payments from groups backed by foreign governments, Russia and Turkey. Now, in the past, Senator, you have called for an independent investigation of Russian interference in the election. And just as we're speaking on Wednesday, you reaffirmed that by calling on the newly confirmed deputy attorney general to appoint a special prosecutor. What chance do you think is there of that actually happening?
Well, I think as more facts come out, there's a chance. I think the fact that the Republicans are admitting that the president's former national security advisor may well have broken the law in his dealings with Russia, they'll go that far. They know that there's more things coming. And maybe they're trying to get ahead of the curve. But the fact that you're never going to have the attorney general investigate as he should, you're more and more things are coming out. Yeah, I think there should be an independent prosecutor and let the chips fall where they may.
And finally, Senator Leahy, where will you be focusing your attention now as we move past this 100-day marker?
Well, I think what I'd like to do is see the Appropriations Committee be what it should be and do all the appropriations bills, because that can have a real effect on the government and the nature of the government. And that is one area where we're usually able to form bipartisan consensus. That's, I'll be concentrating a lot of that. It's, I must admit, when I came to the Senate, I never expected to be the chairman or vice chairman of appropriations. Now that I am, I want to make the most of it to leave a better committee and a better Senate. I believe and still believe the Senate can be and should be the conscience of the nation. We strayed from that. I'd like to bring it back.
Senator Patrick Leahy, thank you so much for the time.
Take care.